98.1 KZE. Billy Keane has a new record out called Oh These Days, and he is here to share some new music with us. Please welcome to the studio once again, Billy Keane.
Work for years down Louisiana again. I lost my mind in trying to buy cocaine, yeah. Well, I was wasting time down in New Orleans. Well, ain't nothing down is the way it seems, yeah. Oh, you gotta let it go. Can't make things right. Oh, well, a million memories keep me up at night. Yeah, you gotta take it slow. Try to live your life. Fresh flowers on the table, Lord, they do smell nice. Met a gypsy girl, she read them tarot cards. Yeah, well, she kissed me, and then she read my stars. She never told me what the stars did say. Ah, I never saw it coming when she ran away. Yeah, you gotta let it go. Can't make things right. Oh, well, a million memories keep me up at night. Yeah, you gotta take it slow. Try to live your life. Fresh flowers on a table, Lord, they do smell nice. Well, I ain't seen heaven, but I've been through hell. Yeah, and more hard times coming, yeah, I know that well. But when you walk that path, you walk it on your own. Ah, just gotta keep on walking, it'll take you home. Yeah, you gotta let it go. Can't make things right. Oh, well, a million memories keep me up at night. Yeah, you gotta take it slow. Try to live your life. Fresh flowers on a table, Lord, do smell nice. Baby, let's take a walk. Nothing crazy, just around the block. We've both been around a time or two, yeah. Well, let's start all over, honey, me and you. Oh, you gotta take it slow. Can't make things right. Oh, well, a million memories keep me up at night. Yeah, you gotta take it slow. Try to live your life. Fresh flowers on a table, Lord. Fresh flowers on a table, Lord. Fresh flowers on the table, Lord, they do smell nice.
98.1 KZE. Billy Keane is my guest in the studio. He's got a brand new record out, Oh These Days, just dropped on Friday. That is just beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
Interrupted your sip there.
Oh, I was just going for a very dramatic pause and a sip of tea.
Mm. Yeah. Is this, I'll join you in that sip.
Yeah,
is this an autobiographical record? Are these true stories?
Yeah. Not a lot of my songwriting in this record is storytelling. That first one happens to be, that's called Fresh Flowers, and yep, autobiographical, indeed. And then some of these tracks are kind of relative to things happening, kind of like bigger thoughts, bigger questions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Fresh Flowers, that's definitely right up the storytelling alley for sure.
Where's that fit on the record? Is that the first track?
It's not. It's actually the third track.
Mm.
Initially, it was the first. And
it
on the
sounds
record,
like an opener.
Yeah. And in fact, on the record, it says even more like it's a quicker. It's more like it's done like almost J.J. Cale, like, you know, kind of that quick-paced grooving style.
Yeah.
Like the...
Yeah.
Which was a production choice, actually. But no, when I do it solo, it's definitely more meandering and...
That's one of my favorite things when the live version of a song is just always a little bit different than the recorded version.
I'm glad you liked that.
It does, because it makes it so much more interesting. I've never enjoyed going to a concert and just having the artist just reproduce exactly how the record sounds.
Sure.
I want to hear it alive.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I do, you know, I appreciate a lot of what people are doing, but something that I really lean towards and what The Waking Dream does is I mean, it's literally different every time in some capacity. So
yeah.
We actually, every now and then, usually we'll play it kind of slow and drawn out, and Dave Tanklefsky, the lead guitar player, will kind of get a little wild with it. And though every now and again we'll do the studio version, just, you know, four minutes and in and out.
Whatever you feel like.
Exactly. It's literally whatever the vibe is, for sure.
Yeah, that's great. And you had the album release show on Saturday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did indeed at the Guthrie Center, which is in Great Barrington. I think we sold it out, which was a good feeling. It's a nice, tight, little, beautiful venue. Great sound in there, and just such a legacy, too. It's a warm spot, for sure.
I've never been. I love Great Barrington. I got to get over there more.
Yeah, you should get... It's. They do programming all summer, and I think they have stuff through the winter. It's a volunteer-run kind of operation. I mean, they're very... It's just like going... It's like family, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful place to play. Hadn't been there in a while. Hadn't played there in... couple of years, so we were happy to release the record there.
Yeah. I was noticing your harmonica playing on that song.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was very impressed because I have a harmonica.
Yeah, right on. Okay, that's step one.
Yeah. But whenever I try to play it, I'm like, oh, this is hard. This actually takes technique. Is it a breathing thing?
Mm. Oh, that's such an interesting question. For me, so there's, you know, there's what I do, and then there's real harmonica players. You know what I mean? Like I'm not playing any tricks on it, so to speak. But it's a breathing thing. Interestingly, usually I play cross harp on this song, but I put the wrong harmonica in, so we just dealt with it.
Never would have known.
The way that it was. Well, you know, yeah, I can add some of the pentatonic the other way. But I guess it's a breathing thing. I use it more like an organ would be accompanying, you know, kind of in the background. That's the way I think about it. You know, when there's space to fill, because the guitar part's a little intricate anyway, and I feel like
you don't
want to
think too hard.
Enough. Exactly. Just kind of like gives like a droning undertone sort of a thing.
I don't know. I felt like you had really good control, and I don't know. It just sounded like all the notes were landing where you wanted them to land, and mine doesn't do that. I think it's broken.
Oh yeah, exactly. It's definitely first of all, these things always break on me. But thank you so much for saying that. That's very kind. Yeah, it's become a big part. It used to be a big part of what I did back in the day, and. Now that I'm kind of touring with the solo project mostly, it's become a big part again. And I really, it adds that. It's just an accompaniment level to the tune that brings a warmth to it that I really like.
Yeah. Billy Keane is my guest on KZE. The new record, Oh These Days, is out now. And it is it a Billy Keane and the Waking Dream record?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Brian and Miles are on the whole record all the way through. They're bass and drums. Brian Cantor on drums, Miles Lally on bass. And then David, who tours with me a lot, was able to come in the last day of the studio process to get some lead guitar parts in there. But really, it's a whole James Wallace, who produced the record. He goes by Skyway Man. He does a lot of like the synth and organ parts. And we've got some great horn players and background vocals. So it's a full sonic record. And yeah, the team was, oh man, I felt so honored that these amazing musicians were interested and willing to kind of put their soul as an imprint onto the music that I'm writing. I mean, yeah. it's a true honor, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, that's what happens when you're cool and you make nice friends.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? They are all my friends. It's kind of an amazing thing. Like, one of the folks who sang backup vocals, her name's Lauren Balthrop. I'm an awesome songwriter. She's down in Nashville right now. But we hit it off. And in fact, we ended up, she hosts a songwriting week in France each summer with her friend Joy Askew, an amazing person, and her partner James Paul Mitchell. And they invited me along this year. So it's like we did form like these really wonderful friendships.
Yeah.
And now we've been to France together.
What part of France?
Is near Toulouse. It's like an hour and a half west of Toulouse. And now, to be fair, I had no idea where that was.
I know. I asked as though I would know.
We could pretend. It's southern, right? So we could see the Pyrenees from Joy's beautiful farmhouse. So it was kind of hot. It was dry. But then the landscape also was kind of reminiscent of here. You know, it's like hills and farms. And then, though, there are these medieval, you know, churches built onto the hillsides, which is kind of amazing.
That's the coolest thing when you go to Europe and you remember that this country is so young.
Indeed.
And we don't have medieval churches in the hillsides.
We don't. We don't have those. And it is a distinctly different thing. There's an age, though, obviously people have been in large community here for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, though we don't recognize it in the same way that we recognize our known entities of like the buildings and the walls and stuff.
Sure. And there's just not as many permanent fixtures.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit if you go down to like New Mexico and some of the like the cliff dwellings and stuff, man, like that, which is amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing. I just saw a documentary on that. I don't have a TV at my house. And so if I go to a friend's house that has like a projector, I'm like, why don't we watch something? It's like a treat.
Is it a conscious choice not having a TV?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I get easily distracted by things, and I think a lot of us do. But it became noticeable to me that if I was feeling, there's this thing that happens in my creative process, and I think that of a lot of people, where you'll begin something with a deep amount of inspiration, and then you'll hit a wall of some kind, and maybe it's a creative wall, maybe it's you just don't know what lyric comes next, you don't know what the intention of the song is, but it's a wall. And there's an enormous temptation to take a break at that point. TVs are a way that we do that. Mm-hmm. My personal philosophy is that that is exactly when you need not take a break. And in fact, if you can push past that first wall, I find a lot of times you end up, the song, which in my case, they're always songs, but it just kind of comes rolling down the hill after that. It's amazing. But if you allow yourself to pause, often, you know, the juice leaks out of the cup or something. I don't know what it is, but television is just, it's more like, yeah, first of all, I have so many gripes with the way that it absorbs our whole soul in a way, which is like freaky, but at the root of it, it's just a distraction that would cause me to walk away from something when otherwise I should have been more diligent.
Yeah,
you know?
And this is how you get albums done.
Precisely. It's how, and indeed, it's how you just keep working songs. That's, you know, songs are like, it's like maybe it's like sculpture in the sense that you could see the shape sometimes, but it doesn't mean you're done. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to keep kind of honing it down. But speaking of, that's a full circle back to the cave dwellings you just mentioned. I mean, how it's so interesting. We do, and I'm so guilty of this, we refer to this country as being so new. And on paper, of course, it is. And the way that it looks to us now is new. But yeah, there's remnants of these entire civilizations.
This version is new.
Exactly, this iteration. Yeah. Anyway. Wild.
Yeah. Billy Keane is my guest.
I guess I'll play two songs and not three. That was the question. Like, how much are we going to talk?
I have too much fun with you.
Oh, I enjoy it. It's such a blast.
The new record, Oh These Days, is out now. And I want to ask you one more question about it before I ask you to play another song. Is there any like connecting thread throughout the record? Is it a concept album of any kind? Or is it more just songs you were working on that kind of go together?
Yeah. That's a great question. It actually is, you know, it kind of is a concept album in some ways. I had, when I sent James my demos list, the way I wanted to do this was to give the producer as much control as he desired over what was going to end up on the record. Because I wanted it to be his project as well as mine. I wanted there to be a certain sense of ownership there. Mm-hmm. And so James landed on these tracks, some of which were a surprise to me. Like, I wouldn't have thought out of the 18 or whatever that I sent, there were some that landed on there that I was surprised by, which was that was the whole point, really, was to kind of
get somebody else's ears on it.
Yeah, shake up the snow globe, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, as it happens, they all still do remain within a certain theme. And some of these, some reviews that come out actually kind of point it out. It's amazing. People listen and they notice certain themes of, like, there is an overarching questioning of purpose and meaning in a lot of these songs. There's a notion of letting go of past events, letting go of past loves, you know? So there's a letting go, there's a movement forward, and there's a questioning. That's kind of throughout the record. And then sonically, it's absolutely thematic. I mean, ideally, people will listen from the beginning to the end. Here's an amazing statistic. I love statistics as a tool. I really loathe paying attention to metrics in regards to the art that I make
of course,
so many reasons. But it's important. If you want to generate a career out of this, you have to be aware of kind of that the parameters of what those career metrics are. My manager, Joe Gallo, is fantastic at keeping track of these things. And we released the record on Friday. And no label, no nothing like that. We didn't even pitch it. We just kind of wanted to do it, mm-hmm. and we put it out. And 1,500 people have listened to the record from beginning to end so far.
Wonderful.
And in fact, that was as of like Saturday, so like in one day. And that just felt so amazing, because a lot of times that's not how people listen to music. They pick a single. Like, some of these tracks landed on XM radio and stuff, and so, you know, I wouldn't be upset if somebody only focused on those, but what a dream to have people press play and then stay with it for the 35 minutes that it takes to get to the end.
It speaks very highly of the record. And I mean, it also, I think 35 minutes is a perfect length.
I know, I love it, right? It's great. It's only 7 tracks, but they're long, you know, songs. And 35 is like, that was the golden spot for us.
Listen to that on the way to work.
Exactly.
That's great.
Twice, maybe, if you're going on the train into the city or whatever.
Yeah. Billy Keane, my guest in the studio, Oh These Days, out now. Please go and listen, and don't be afraid to buy it either. Will you play us one more song?
Heck yeah, I will. I'm going to play a song called Halo.
Decisions, we know who we are. Well meaning, learning as I go. The longer it lives, swear the less I know. A miracle I didn't wind up in. No, there ain't no halo hanging over my head. All this talk of heaven, all this talk of redemption, always leads back to judgment, tell you everything is wrong. Gotta say, coming up from the bottom, everything feels like heaven, yeah, we've been there all along. I don't need nobody to tell me what it takes to be holy, what it means to be saved. I can feel the spirit moving within me. It's the truth that I'm feeling, take it with me to my grave. Well-meaning learning as I go. The longer we live, the spread the less I know. Time, oh, in many dark spaces, I'd forgotten the faces of the people I love. Ain't too late, my path's still running out before me. I can feel the power fill me up from above. Take your judgment, take your expectations, take your bad religion far away from. from here. I ain't perfect, but I'm trying to get better. Takes a good intention, make the river run clear. I'm well-meaning, learning as I go. The longer I live, I swear the less I know. A miracle I didn't wind up in. All the reading, no halo hanging over my head. Well-meaning, learning as I go. The longer I live, swear the less I know. A miracle I didn't wind up in. All the reading, no halo hanging over my head.
KZE. Billy Keene, check out the new record, Oh These Days, out now. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, yeah, thanks, MK. What a blast. I love it. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. We've got your community bulletin board now and Rusted Root up next.